Ukraine security issue.
On August 1st, the 159th day of Ukraine's heroic defense against Russian invaders, Vadim Skibitsky, spokesman of the Defense Ministry's main intelligence directorate, reported massive redeployments of Russian troops and equipment to the occupied parts of the Kherson and Zaporizhia regions. Serhiy Hrabsky, a military expert, said in a comment that, having failed to achieve a significant breakthrough in the Donbas, Russia again changed its offensive plan, anticipating Ukraine's counteroffensive. The southern axis is strategically important for both sides in this war. It's crucial for Ukraine to push the enemy away from the right bank of the Dnipro River and for Russia to expand the area of control. If the enemy breaks through to Kryvyi Rih, then it will be possible to advance on Zaporizhia. It's logical to predict a flank attack from the left bank of the Dnipro, which could potentially enable the Russians to encircle Ukrainian forces and would secure additional possibilities for moving their personnel and material across the Dnipro. That would complicate the situation around Dnipro City. Then the enemy forces would get a tactical and strategic advantage, because the Russians would be able to reinforce their units on the right bank. After that, they could advance on Odessa and on Moldova's Tiraspol and Chisinau, and thus achieve the goal of cutting Ukraine off from the Black Sea altogether, said Serhiy Hrabsky. Тирасполя і Кишинява, що є власне його основною ціллю. Ukrainian intelligence on Monday reported the formation, training and equipment of a new army corps in Russia under direct supervision of the defense minister and his deputy. The corps will be composed of units manned by recruits from all parts of the country. Russian forces will likely continue their offensive in the Donbas, though less intensively, and if they succeeded there and in the south of Ukraine, then they will try to advance deeper into Ukrainian territory, the report said. The Russian invaders stick to their scorched earth tactics. Since invading Ukraine in late February, they have shelled residential areas and civilian infrastructure 60 times more than military targets, leaving more than 3.5 million people homeless. Analysts attribute civilian casualties and destructions partly to the low precision and old age of Russian weapons and the use of outdated maps. The main purpose, however, is to terrorize Ukrainians in order to coerce them to give up. Russian shells and missiles continue to kill and maim Ukrainians. A photo showing a fragment of the Russian missile stuck in the Kryb has gone viral across the country. The photo was taken after a missile strike on a city in the Dnipropetrovsk region. Fortunately, the baby is safe and sound, but two women were injured. In the early hours of Monday, Russian rocket artillery massively shelled region's big industrial city of Nikopol, located near the administrative border with the Zaporizhia region, a part of which is occupied by Russian troops. Stationed in the town of Enerhodar, on the opposite bank of the Dnipro River, they terrorize peaceful civilians by incessant and chaotic shelling. As a result, hundreds of apartments and dozens of private houses has been destroyed or damaged, and nothing is left of several schools and kindergartens. Local residents Natalia Svetlana and Katerina told Ukrainian radio that the past night was especially horrible. A shell flew right into my house and stuck inside. We pulled it out of the house. A Grad missile struck at 2:30 in the morning. All of us, me, my husband, my children and my brother, were at home. We began to suffocate and made our way through my room. My daughter's hair turned gray. I saw it when I kissed on her head. 12 ночі произошел большой взрыв в соседнем домі от мене. At midnight, there was a terrible explosion in my neighbor's house. At that moment, I was ready to grab my child and run somewhere. The cities of Mykolaiv and Kharkiv, as well as villages in the Sumy and Chernihiv regions located near the Russian border, also came under Russian fire and also suffered destructions and civilian casualties. According to the South Operative Command, there remains the high threat of missile strikes from the Black Sea, where Russia keeps 6 ships armed with a total of 44 caliber cruise missiles. In mid-July, such missiles strike the city of Vinnytsia hundreds of kilometers from the front line, killing 26 civilians and injuring more than 100. About a dozen patients are still in critical condition. On Monday morning, for the first time since Russia's invasion in late February, a ship carrying Ukrainian grain left the port of Odessa. The ship Razani, under the flag of Sierra Leone, is bound for Tripoli, Lebanon, carrying 26,000 tons of Ukrainian corn, said Infrastructure Minister Oleksandr Kubrakov. Ukraine is the world's fourth biggest exporter of corn, so the fact that the transportation from Ukrainian seaports resumed as a colossal success in ensuring global food security, the minister said. According to him, 16 ships loaded with Ukrainian grain are pending the next safe convoy, and Ukraine receives new orders.